For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The most important thing is to make sure that everybody in this fire knows, everybody in the fire zone knows that the whole state is with them.
The governor of Colorado offering some comforting words to thousands of people affected by wildfires burning across the state. Governor John Hickenlooper spent much of Friday touring two wildfire command centers, one in Spring Creek and the other in Lake Christine. The Spring Creek fire, which is now the third largest in the state's history, has grown to more than 100,000 acres and forced more than 2,000 people out of their homes. Wildfires that have destroyed dozens of buildings and caused at least one death continue to ravage California as well. In San Diego County, a handful of fires prompted evacuation orders for more than 1,000 homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
After the death of a rescue diver, there will be no immediate attempt at an underwater evacuation of a cave in Thailand. A dozen boys and their soccer coach have been trapped there for more than 2 weeks. The caves are flooded and more rain is expected.
What they are going to do is continue to pump water out of the cave before those rains start, try to get the water level down to the point where if they do have to rescue the boys, most of their journey out of the cave would be with their heads above water. What they're trying to avoid is a situation where they have to put dive masks on their face and actually have them dive underwater for a long period of time to escape the cave. That is something that trained Navy SEALs do, and a trained former Navy SEAL died doing it here yesterday.
Also in Thailand, off the coast, a search effort is underway for 23 people that are still missing from a tour boat wreck that took at least 33 lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Vice President Pence is showing support for the nation's Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, and he paid a visit to the federal agency to thank them for their efforts. With more, here's USA's Robin Walensky.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C., calling out Democrats and progressives who want to abolish the federal agency, which he says is critical for our national security.
No, the truth is the calls to abolish ICE are not just outrageous, they're irresponsible. Abolishing ICE would mean more illegal immigration. Abolishing ICE would mean more violent crime.
Pence saying communities are finally becoming safe again from gangs like MS-13 because ICE agents are cracking down.
You're on the front lines of enforcing America's laws and ensuring the vitality of this nation and the security of our people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Despite the creation of 213,000 new jobs, the U.S. unemployment rate rose to 4% during June. John Clemens reports.
After dropping to an 18-year low of 3.8% in May, the jobless rate rose to 4% last month. The 213,000 new jobs surpassed expectations by analysts that had predicted about 190,000 new jobs. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job growth occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing and healthcare, while retail trade lost jobs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.